We're going to break down a video we've been using for over a year, and it's still getting high quality leads at a good price. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale the business to seven figures and beyond with webinars. In this episode, I'm going to explain how we created a kick-ass video ad that we have been using for over a year to drive registrations to a webinar. Hi, this is Terrence Tan. Now, if you haven't run social media ads before, you're probably wondering, what is the big deal about having a video that's been running for over a year and is still getting cheap leads? But for those of you who already know, even good videos do not perform for more than a few months before you need to replace them on social media ads. That's because after a while, people tend to grow sick of your ad and they become less responsive. So what ends up happening is that your cost per lead keeps going up over time. Now, if you're ready, let me break down this awesome ad for you so you can use it in your own advertising. And you can fill up that next webinar, seminar, event, or even your appointment calendar. So with this video, the first thing we did at the start of the video is to catch people's attention by using an attention-grabbing tactic called trend-jacking or news-jacking. In this case, our client teaches wealth building. And at that time, the Netflix show Money Heist was all the rage. So what we did was hitch on this popular show to get people's attention. We started the ad by saying,
"Please don't bother planning a bank heist because I have a better way of getting the bank's money to make me rich. That is 100% legal."
This opening helped us to get a ton of attention. And if you notice, it also generates curiosity because people who hear it will be wondering, how can I get money from the bank to make me rich without doing anything illegal? So here's the thing. What trends can you piggyback on to get people to notice your ads? Maybe something that's trending on social media, or a popular movie or TV show, maybe an internet meme. The key is to find something that everyone's talking about that you can strongly relate to what you are offering. Like, it would be hard for us to have related this client's offering to, say, another popular Netflix show at that time, like Umbrella Academy or Demon Slayer. What I'm saying is you have to pick the right trend to piggyback your message on. Otherwise, people cannot make the connection. Trust me, we have tested piggybacking on things that are popular, but were too remotely connected to the core message, and they didn't work. Bottom line is you want to find news and trends that are, number one, something that can connect with your offer. Secondly, it needs to be a trend or news that your audience is familiar with. For example, if I use a hot trend on TikTok that only teenagers know about, and I'm actually targeting their parents, then that is unlikely to work. Now, the second thing we did in this video is that we continued to play on the curiosity angle in the rest of the script based on the money heist theme. For instance, we said things like,
"Found a way to make banks love me and to give me lots of money. And that's why I say this system works so well. It's almost like robbing the bank."
Sentences like these create an open loop for the listener. They cannot help but wonder how this works. They want to find out more. And how can they find out more? Well, firstly, by listening to the rest of the video. And secondly, by registering for the webinar. Then we tell them what they need to do with the money once they get it from the bank, which is to invest in properties that are undervalued so that they can instantly build equity.
"Hey Terrence, if you make it sound so good, who is going to believe you?"
I was just about to say that the next thing the script needs to have is address objections. For example, people might think, "Oh, it's because you've got a special relationship with the bank manager." Or they might think that you need a certain amount of capital to get started. So in the script, we actually said,
"Look, I don't have any special relationship with the bank manager. In fact, anyone with a stable job or business income can use this same method to get money from the bank."
We also said things like,
you will discover how my students, who only have average incomes, can build a multi-million property portfolio within a few years.
After addressing some objections like these, what we then did was to give an overview of the system and the results of using it. The reason we do this is so that people will start understanding how this is possible. Here's what we said in the script.
When I lost my business in 2008, I thought it would be very hard to get rich again. But once I discovered how I could keep getting money from banks, I kept using it to buy discounted properties. And I rebuilt my wealth and income in less than 2 years.
Is this story all made up?
No way, Debbie. You don't want to make anything up. You always want to tell the truth if you are in this game for the long haul. Because if people discover you're making stuff up, your reputation is going to take a hit, and no amount of money is worth losing your reputation and brand over. And in the final part of the video, what we did was we painted a picture of what they would get if they took action immediately. So listen to the first call of action.
Now, if you're interested in discovering my unique strategy, then click this video to sign up for my upcoming free web class.
The reason we say this is because we want to say that our legal bank heist strategy is unique and they cannot get it anywhere else. We also gave them more specifics about what they will get at a webinar by saying,
now, if you're interested in discovering my unique strategy, then click this video to sign up for my upcoming free web class.
Now, we mentioned 12 months here so that people can get the understanding that if they apply what they learn, they can get results within that time period. And at the same time, there's an element of urgency because we are implying that property can give you massive property gains in a year. But you got to take action. Then we also mentioned that there's this other thing that they'll learn.
And you will discover how to buy discounted properties the way I do.
This is a big benefit for them to join and attend the webinar. I mean, who doesn't want to get great deals at a discounted price, right?
That's a lot of information. Can you sum it up for me?
I certainly can, Debbie. So here it is. Step one, we hook them with a current trend or news item that's hot and that our target audience is aware of. Step two, we use curiosity and the promise of benefits to get them to listen to the whole video. Step three, we address the common objections that pop up. Step four, we tease them on what they can potentially get if they sign up for the webinar. That's all there is to it. I hope this framework helps you craft a video that will fill up your events. Test it out. Let me know how it works for you. And while we're here, I just want to let you know that you can still get my new book for free in its PDF form. Simply head over to leadsearchbook.com. That is LEAD, lead, surge, SURGE, book, BOOK.com. So that's leadsearchbook.com. It's written specifically for experts and coaches who want to know what marketing funnels will work for the business. I personally break down 8 different funnels that work best. So go grab it now at leadsearchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the next solo episode, I will talk about our top 5 secrets on how to get 1,000 to 2,000 people to sign up for every one of your webinars. So it's all about scaling without hitting a ceiling or experiencing a shocking spike to your ad costs. So make sure you join me then. And don't forget to check out the interviews we're doing with successful 7-figure founders each week on this podcast. I'll see you in the next episode.